Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Robert. It's Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, good. Plenty
Good.
busy around
Hey,
here,
Mark and
Rob.
Rob. Will's on the line too.
Oh,
Thanks
hi,
for
Rob.
having me.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Will. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So, plenty busy around here, Rob.
Let me just ask Will before we get started. Will, what's on your mind? What any ideas or comments or questions?
No, I think I really have enjoyed being part of the process, and Mark, I hugely appreciate your willingness to let me tag along because I'm learning a lot as well. I really valued the kind of niches conversation, and I think next time Mark and I sit down in person, I know this is kind of your time, Rob, but I'd love to talk a little bit deeper about some of the opportunities that I potentially see there and resources to support that effort.
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm having fun because a couple of Ben and mentioned that he just was in a situation where by listening in, he was really able to help another FA, with an idea.
That's
So
good.
I'm pleased that this is going on. I'm pleased that it's going to have some leverage for everybody. So terrific. All right, so Mark, what's on your mind?
All right, so I went through the chapter and I came up with a couple some questions like I always do. It's just I guess a couple of them actually bleed into the next few chapters, but I'll hit you up with them anyways, and maybe you want to give me a brief couple words. Okay, first thing is I went to a Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation meeting last week, which coincidentally I ran into a couple people that I know, which was pretty cool because they introduced me to some other people, Yeah, that worked out well. And here's what's interesting. Actually, let me jump to one of them here. The guest speaker at the event, I think his name was Mark. I want to say Mark Pernansky or Mark Przanski. He was the he's kind of like the main sort of doctor in Boston that does all this research, and he's bought and sold. He's basically he started two or three companies, sold those companies. Now he's working for Mass General as like their head researcher. Really good name around here. And we got talking in the elevator, and he asked for a business card because he was going to send me some information on DNA testing for my family for diabetes. And I said I wasn't aware that that was really something that was possible. He said, "Oh yeah, give me your business card." So then I'll probably never see this guy again, but I do want to email him. And I want to, he asked me what I did, and I said I'm a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley. We were kind of in a rush before he was talking, and so I didn't go into my whole spiel, but I do want to email him. And my question to you, Rob, is obviously he's a very good prospect, I think, but I want to say nice meeting with you, so and so, so and so, so and so. I guess I should just keep it to a regular email and say I look forward to you sending me some information that we discussed and kind of signing it with my normal business signature, right? I mean, unless you think there's something else, maybe I should kind of.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
No. Keep it to do some homework on him. Read everything you can on the internet about him, and then read as much as you can about the diabetes testing for DNA, and then come up with a question for him.
Okay. I'll do that. All right. I'm just making a couple notes here, like I always do. And about him. Good idea, Rob. All right, and come up with a question. All right.
Look, you're a smart guy, okay? You ask a lot of really good questions. You're very thoughtful about things. I think you could, don't think that you couldn't make friends with this guy. You could.
No, I hear you. I could. In fact, he was sitting around before the meeting, and I had an opportunity to kind of go over and sit and introduce myself to him. I didn't because he was on the phone most of the time. But no, I agree. No, I totally agree. Okay, perfect. The other thing I've run into while while opportunities come up to make an introduction, is I was in my temple last week, and we met a nice new couple around our age, and he happens to have been a fireman in Vegas for like 20 years, and he just moved back to the area. He's from Newton originally, just moved back to Swampscott Marblehead. We hit it off big time, and he said to me, "What is it that you do?" And I said, "I'm a financial advisor, Morgan Stanley." But the funny thing is, I felt awkward. I'm just putting this out there, and I'm not stereotyping or anything, but I felt awkward going into my whole brand new, 12-4-2 introduction, because I felt as though, I guess this is just me, Rob, but I felt as though maybe it was a little bit over his head, a little intimidating. You know, I don't know what his deal is. He's got a pension coming. So how do you, should I just blow past that and know that he could have parents that are extremely wealthy? I don't know,
All right, now there's you're talking two different things. You're talking, one thing is what you deliver in terms of service to clients. The other is an introduction. All right, you want to have what we call an elevator speech, right? It's just 2 minutes on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do, right? So you don't want – the clever thing is to introduce yourself in a way that requires another question. Okay?
Oh, you had mentioned – yes. You had mentioned that before. So rather than getting into, I provide a
right.
concierge. It's before that, and I have that. Yes, I have that.
You want to introduce yourself – so that it creates a question.
Okay.
So how would you do that? All right. So here's what I did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on the operating table, laying on the operating table, and I'm about to have surgery. And the
mm-hmm.
surgeon looks at me and asks me what I did. This was going to be non. It was localized, so I was going to be awake the whole time. All right. And I said, I work with the greatest group of financial physicians in the world.
This is what the doctor says? So you're asking the doctor what he – I want to make sure I'm following you – what he did or what he does?
The doctor asked me what I did.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And I said – I work with the greatest group of financial physicians in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped and looked at me and said, "What does that mean?"
Right. Okay.
Okay.
It basically leads into a larger conversation, like not a conversation, but the 12-4-2
right.
discussion there.
No,
gotcha.
I didn't do 12-4-2. I just simply told him what a financial physician does. Right.
Oh, okay, I see. So, are you saying to sort of?
I'm saying you've got to create a question.
Okay.
You've got to
create a
catchphrase that's going to create a question.
All right. I understand. All right, that creates a question. All right.
Right. And so when
you gave me an example of one earlier. I'll take.
What is a financial physician? I said, well, unlike financial advisors and other people,
mm-hmm.
financial physicians operate just like you do, or any internist does, and make sure that they really understand the patient's issues before they do a diagnosis.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we do a financial plan for each and every client. Before we ever get into possible solutions to their issues.
Okay. So you're kind of engaging them in a short conversation is what you're kind of doing.
Of course.
As opposed to just saying, here's what I do. I see.
Now, he opened up an account with us.
Huh. Well, that's good. That's great. So now the other thing is, obviously, you're not always talking to physicians, right? You're talking to, corporate owners, lawyers, retirees, I suppose you'd have to kind of think of a few different ones that more apply to them. Is that, am I thinking this correctly?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Just something that's clever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something they're not expecting.
All right. All right. Let's make a note here. All right. Clever.
The other thing is to always have a story, a quick story.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. All right. All right.
So what do you do? Well, let me tell you what. Let me tell you a story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can.
This is what I did. This is what I did the other day.
Okay. I got plenty of those too. All right.
Right.
Yep. That makes perfect sense to me, Rob. Let's see. Oh, my sister,
usually,
Cheryl. Oh, go
usually
ahead.
You tell them, right, you say, I'm a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley. And the next question is, you know, how about those Patriots? Right,
right. Totally. Totally. Yeah, I've gotten that for years. Yeah. all right. I'll work on that. Moving along to my sales assistant. So in terms of the confirmations, I read somewhere where the confirmations should go on before the appointments. You're talking about, well, in addition to the agendas, but the confirmations, the calls from her should really be for the in-person meetings. Is that right?
No, I mean, you can do all this by email. You just want to make sure that the person's going to be there for every appointment.
Okay. All right. So there's some okay. So I guess for when you say be there, you mean in addition to the calls, like even
everything. Yes, everything.
All right.
Everything's important. If you're at an appointment with this doctor from the Junior Diabetes Foundation, would he have an appointment? Would they confirm that appointment? Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
You're a doctor now. Everything is appointment and everything is confirmation.
Perfect. Okay. So really what I'm thinking is, Rob, if you condense this a little bit, you could have the appointment confirmation go out with the agenda because that's going to be 5 or 6 days prior to the meeting.
Sure.
Can you have that? Okay.
Of course.
All right. So,
you just want to have something. I mean, look, if you're getting 100% compliance, you're great, okay? Whatever you're doing is working. If people aren't there, you got to do something else.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Okay, so if, for me, they send me an email, most of the time I don't respond to it.
Okay.
Not because I'm rude, but because I'm busy, right? So it shows up on my Outlook calendar, but I haven't checked off. I'll be there.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
So I'll get a lot of those too, yeah.
So their assistant calls me and says, hey, you know, today's Friday. You know, Trent is expecting you on Tuesday. Is that going to work? Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And I go, yeah, that'll work fine. Okay, thanks, bye. So
okay,
they'll call me if I don't respond.
Oh, so are you saying is it more helpful to ask them? You know, are we still on? Does that work? Or in the email that goes out? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So that's good. Let me just make a note of that then. All right.
So the point is whatever it takes to make sure the client's going to be there.
All right.
If the client responds to the email, great. If they click, yes, I'll be there, great. If they don't respond and you don't hear from them and you've got that hour blocked out, you don't want a no-show.
Right.
Because of your productivity.
Exactly.
So your assistant calls the ones that don't confirm. And she might even say, hey, in the future, if you don't mind, just click that little check mark on the Outlook calendar and tell us that you got this.
Oh, so you're saying to You know, I haven't done that. I get those, like, from Supernova, I get those Outlook requests.
Yeah.
And you accept. I'm not sure all my clients, or even many of my clients at all, use that. So I think I might just do the more traditional, you know, are we still on, you know, let us, you know, yes or no, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but what if 20% do it? That's great.
Well, then...
It's a lot easier than...
I would say it's probably
20%. Oh, looks great.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It is. All right, we'll figure that out. We'll see what works. We'll think of our clients.
Maybe you can get them up. Maybe you can get them up to 50%, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody's got a phone now, okay? Don't let them BS you. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but my wife uses the calendar.
Okay. All right, we'll make this streamline this here. Okay. Confirm the point. Let's see. Let me see what I wrote here. Cheryl confirms the appointment. Asks if there are any. All right, let me read this out loud here. Just some notes I jotted down. Cheryl confirms the appointment. Asks if there are any administrative or issues or anything that she can take care of. So the question I had was, what does it mean when it says the CSA updates the entire agenda for which she is responsible and places it back in the file? Is this so we can discuss it during with clients? So, I guess, that's what does it mean? It says CSA updates the entire agenda for which she is responsible. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, look, you can run the agenda or you can have your sales assistant run the agenda. It's up to you.
Right.
It depends how good, depends if she's really good. Like my, you know, I mean, what do I do in Supernova? Nothing, right? Except talk to you.
Yeah. She's got all kinds of things
right.
going on.
So do I do anything? No, Cindy does everything, right? Lori does everything. They do the agenda. They do everything.
If we had more, I would like to think one day it's going to be like that, but because our assistant works with one other financial advisor, she's pretty busy. So what I'm trying to do, Rob, is figure out, how to – I'm going to sit and talk with her, but how to make this streamlined so that she's not too overwhelmed. You know, that's my fear right now.
But keep in mind, nobody calls her anymore from you.
That's going to happen very soon, but yes. It's still happening, but yes. Yes.
Okay, so nobody calls, so she's got time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So train her to do what you want her to do. You know, if you don't want her to do the agenda, don't. But if you do, then do.
Okay. All right. So, but I think that part is if the client comes back with something during the email to confirm that they want to talk about or something like that, it's up to if Cheryl's handling this for her to throw it on the agenda, make a copy, and throw it in the folders, right? I think that's what you're saying. So that it's something I make sure I don't miss. I discuss with the client.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
That's fine. In reading about this, I don't know that I need this exactly, but is there somewhere like a sample agenda or something, Rob? I know there is what to talk about during the 15-minute discussion, the 30- to 45-minute review, and the one-hour or 55-minute meeting. I guess that's probably all I need, right? I mean, I don't really need like a sample agenda, I guess.
You know, I haven't looked at it for a long time, but probably on Chapter 14, usually there's samples of everything.
Oh, okay. I'll just take a peek just to save me a little time maybe. All right, Chapter 14. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Yep. I jumped ahead. This is where I talked about jumping ahead. At first, the question was – go ahead.
Here it is. It's in Chapter 14. Page 116 in my workbook.
Oh, perfect. Let me take
Supernova
a quick look at that.
Agenda for client meetings sample.
Oh, good. Let me just see here.
Yeah.
116. Right near the end here. Oh, you know what? All right. I think...
It's the last item in Chapter 14.
It's the last item in what chapter?
14.
Oh, okay, let's see here. Chapter 11, chapter 13.
Will, do you have a book? Do you have a workbook?
Yes, I do. I do not have it in front of me, but I have one.
Okay.
Well, I see the folder system. Let me see your scripts. I see lots of scripts in that chapter. You know what? I don't think I have that, actually. Maybe I have reassign clients, top 100 clients, setting up appointments, VIPSA, and approaching prospects. I guess I just don't have let's see here.
Very last page.
Very last page, which is after the client. Well, I have the before the evaluation. Let's see. All right, so my folder only goes up to page 113. That's why I think maybe the financial advisor's folder niches.
You should have a chapter. Mine goes to like 120.
Oh, that's weird.
You don't have enough.
Yeah, I guess I'm missing some in the additional materials. Let me see here, agenda. Yeah, I think I'll check online again because I printed this out, but I don't think I have a. All right, well, I'll check it out.
Email Lori if you don't.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm going to do.
Chapter 15 is the evaluation.
Oh.
You're supposed to have a chapter 15, too.
Oh, okay. Shoot. All right, so let me email. Chapter 15. 15 and 16, did you say, or just...
No, just 15. There's 14, and 14 has the agenda, the last item, and that's page 116, and then 117, 18, 19, 20 are all evaluation.
Oh.
And then resources, all the books that I recommend.
Oh, yeah, I have
that. Is 121.
Let me just check, make sure. Hang on a second. Actually, I do see sample agenda. Oh, here we go. This must be in, what chapter is this? This is chapter Team Pipeline, Supernova Sample. Let me see. So in chapter 11, I have something called Team Pipeline. Sample agenda for daily stand-up meeting. Is that what you have? Oh, sample agenda for weekly team. No, that's not it. Oh, this is different, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Okay, I'll email Lori. That's fine.
There's actually a chapter 16, additional materials.
Oh, yeah, I'm missing that for some reason. All right, no big deal. I'll go ahead and take care of that.
Okay.
All right,
A lot of work went into those old chapters, you know.
I'm sure.
You don't want to be missing one page of my work.
I know. is there anyone else who could appreciate the same one? All right, I kind of answered my own question, and I'll get into that soon with the VIPSA. But, you know, you mentioned somewhere that you'll never really I don't want to get the words wrong, but, you know, you won't have to ask for referrals. But then I thought to myself, well, there's another chapter that talks about these VIPs in the meetings. So I'll get through that, Rob. I don't even want to take that on yet. But very
yep.
soon I'll be talking to them. Okay.
That's for impatient people.
Okay. I'm going to take my time. But I do have a question. Is the VIPSA method, would you suggest that does happen every 6 months to clients, like this very similar conversation, or will I get there when I read it?
You'll get there when you read it, but the idea is that you do it formally the first time, and then from then on you don't have to do it formally.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll just make a note.
Just like you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I have moved along in terms of our communication and relationship, right? So we don't have to say everything that we said in the first chapter in every chapter from now on, right? You know
right.
what you know from what we taught you, all right?
Right.
So they know
right.
what they know what VIPSA is about. Now you can just skip to chapter 3 of VIPSA, which
absolutely
there isn't a chapter. You know what I mean? There isn't a chapter
yeah,
3.
Absolutely.
The idea
absolutely.
Is that you move forward to, okay, last time we talked and boom, boom, boom. And you can just skip most of the Okay. Introduction and everything, because they get it. They know what you're doing, why you're
they
doing
know.
It.
And along with that, Rob, I have a note here. It says, what did you value today at the end of every call? You know, is that something that I'd be saying pretty much at the end of every call, you know, 10 times a year?
No, but you want to do it. You want to do it. Well, you do it before you ask for an introduction. That's the question.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So you can do it periodically just to make sure the clients heard you.
Yep.
All right. So what you'd say is this. What are the three most important things that you heard today?
Oh, okay. That's what I would say. Okay. And I could do that, are you saying, like, sort of on the calls or, like, meeting with them? Or I guess I'll
Yeah, whenever.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be coaching them like I coach you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the call, you say, okay, what did you hear today? What's important? What did you get out of this today?
All right.
You can say, what are the three most important things you got out of this call today? What did you hear today?
I can ask that. Okay. All right. Let's just say sometimes, you know, or whenever it comes up naturally or whatever, but it's important to do. Okay.
But see, you're going to be, let's say you did long-term care, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling them about the risks of long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the opportunities, why you have insurance, why you'd self-insure. And after you went through the whole thing, you'd say, okay, so of the things that we talked about today, what was important to you?
Okay, what was important to you? Yeah, okay. All right.
And then at the end, you know, what are the three things that you valued most from our relationship this year?
And again, this would be, I'm very like sort of .. So this would be like something that I could ask on the call. Or, you know, is this part of the VIPSA? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So you're getting feedback is what you're trying to do. You're trying to get some, not only feedback, but you're trying to have them sort of talk about what you just talked about, what they take away most from this so that they really value the conversation and so forth. Okay.
It's a checkup to make sure they heard you.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And they may not. They may be completely not even listening, right?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. If it's easier. Okay. Let's see if we call them.
It's kind of like being a good.
Oh, go ahead.
Kind of like being a good teacher.
Right.
If the students know that the teacher's going to ask a question at the end. Okay, Mark. Tell me the three most important things you got out of this class today.
Right.
Well, you can't be completely daydreaming, right?
No, that's true. Okay. One question, let's see here. Oh, when you talk about this batch processing, I'm just trying to get my arms around this, batch processing agenda, that tells me that there would be, you know, a similar agenda for everyone that month because you have the agenda is going to be similar, right?
So,
you're going to have.
So what do we call that? What do we call that now?
The batch processing agenda? Oh, in combination.
Yeah. And what do we call it today? We give it a name. It's called the 24-month calendar.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yes. That's okay. And all right, I got that. That makes sense to me. It's just that I guess if like we talked about earlier, Rob, if there are any things that Cheryl gets via email back as part of the confirmation of the appointment that they want to talk about, then it's up to either I or Cheryl to add it to their particular agenda, right? And print it out and put
right.
it in a folder. Got it.
Yep.
All right. And you do recommend putting the agendas in the folder so that when I grab my blue folder behind me, I just look at what we're talking about. I'll know 90% of it, but see if there's anything changed, right?
Well, that's critical.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Cheryl adds. Cheryl adds. Anything from client request. Okay. Request. And then always goes into folder. Okay. All right. Hang on a second. Let's see. Oh, I think, let me just review this, make sure I got everything, but this is pretty much what I want to cover on.
Now, Cheryl's not on this, right?
When you say, so far, Cheryl has been taking care of the scheduler as clients have been calling in, and she's been putting them on the schedule, and she's been helping put the folders together.
She's not on these calls.
No, she's not. She's not, no. Sorry.
How come? Why not?
She was on the first number of calls, but then I, you know what? I guess it just sort of fell off. But yeah, she should be. She should be. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things you're doing is you're training her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By her not hearing this, you're not training her.
Yeah, no, that's true. Actually, I'm going to have to spend more time and talk to her about the agenda and everything else. Yeah.
Right. You gotta. I mean, it's okay. But we're talking productivity here.
Right, right. Okay. No, your point is well taken. So, I'm going to, yeah.
So if she has questions, that's what you're there for. But you shouldn't have to train her. You know, it's like me. Why do I have you listen to the video, read the book,
mm-hmm.
you know, do your homework, and then ask questions? Because you've done the homework already. Now you're asking questions on things that you don't understand in the homework.
Right.
Well, that's fine. She
right.
could be asking you questions about things she didn't understand on the call, but you shouldn't have to try and explain the whole call to her, and then she tries to digest it, and then she asks you questions.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Well, I will have her talk. I'll have her listen on the next call, and I'm going to perhaps she could listen to some of the calls. We've done a few of the calls without her online, because I think
right.
Lori posted or something. Okay. All right. No, I think. I think I have the majority of the folders out. I got to start. I went on the first, many, and then took a little breather, and then we're going to continue in the second smaller batch now. So that'll be good. And clients have started bringing in folders to the meetings. It's happened twice already, and I went through it with them, and they seem to like it. You know,
of course they'll like it. They'll
yeah.
love it.
I had one client out of 25 very good clients that said to me, you know what, we don't need to speak every month. And I used a little bit of the, the scripts in the book. And she's like, you know what, let's just talk quarterly. I said, all right, you know, I'm not going to push it, Rob, obviously, but that was one instance where she just said, look, let's be talk quarterly. I said, all right.
Here's what I would, I mean, the script will tell you to that's a yellow light.
Okay.
Okay, you got a problem.
Yeah. I agree. Her husband is a pain. She's okay, but her husband is kind of like when I call the recommendation, he doesn't always take a recommendation. He thinks he's, I don't know what he thinks, but they're a little bit of an issue. So, yeah, they are a yellow light, I would say, you know.
Yeah, so what you say is, look, let's do this for 6 months, monthly,
mm-hmm.
And if after 6 months you don't value these calls,
mm-hmm.
then we will discuss some other ways to do it.
Some other arrangement. Okay. All right.
Some other arrangement.
Yeah, that's an easy request. I would think that she would want to do that. Okay.
You see,
all right.
Because she doesn't know what these calls are going to be.
No,
how
she
can
doesn't.
She evaluate it?
I
she's
know.
Basing it on the calls that you've had up to now,
right.
which aren't the same as these calls, right?
Right. That's right. That's right.
So she's going to miss the call where you talk about beneficiaries, and
mm-hmm.
her husband, who was married before,
he was
still got the beneficiary of his old wife, and then he dies, and she doesn't get the money.
Yes. No, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
yep, that makes perfect sense. So,
I mean,
all right, well, thanks for the call. This is good.
Yeah.
And
okay.
All right, Rob. Thanks, Will. Thanks, Rob.
Knock them dead.
Thanks, gentlemen. Right. Appreciate it. See ya.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.